For the Democrats to gain control of the Senate, they certainly can't lose any seats that they already hold. One potential loss is in New Jersey, where Democrat Bob Menendez is up by just a few percentage points in the polls over his Republican challenger Tom Kane Jr. It's a contest, however, that many in New Jersey are saying is just too ugly to watch. Amber Cortez of Pacifica station WBAI was able to stomach the campaign, and she brings us this report.
You're on the Millennium Radio Network.
Yes, I basically just have one question. Like, nobody really votes in this state anymore at all, because basically, you just listen to these two guys just argue with each other, and they only say what each other hasn't done or never will do. I mean, they just argue with each other. Their commercials are horrendous.
Accusations of corruption, a speculative federal investigation, negative campaign ads, setups for YouTube, hostile debates rife with personal attacks. Such has characterized the race for Senate in New Jersey, a dirty fight with Robert Menendez, Democrat incumbent in one corner, and Republican challenger Tom Kane Jr., son of a popular former New Jersey governor, in the other. It's a close race, closer than it should be in a national anti-Republican political climate, and for this Democratic voting state that has not sent a Republican to Senate since 1972. But between Tom Kane Jr. repeatedly accusing Menendez of being under federal investigation, and Menendez spending his time proving that Kane is simply a patsy for his own party, the debate rhetoric begins to sound something like this.
Bob, the shareholders of that company, Bob, to the tune of $250 million.
You're hiding
so
behind the House
don't
Ethics
talk
Committee.
About ethics. You have you're no standing here.
And the question is, over all of this, not, who
Bob,
can hear the issues?
Washington is absolutely
yes,
broken,
you're right. Your party has
and Michael Richards from the Hall Institute of Public Policy in New Jersey, an organization that sponsored a virtual debate between the candidates, says that as the campaigns become more personal, the real issues get lost.
Not only by the candidates, but by the media. I mean, we haven't heard any discussion of what's happening to medical coverage in this country. We haven't really heard anything about affirmative action. We haven't heard anything about the Kyoto Treaty. We simply are focusing on a few issues and a great deal of personality charges.
Speaking of the media, let's start with a commercial run by the Kane Camp, featuring a recording that had recently surfaced via the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Listen carefully to Bob Menendez's top lieutenant pressuring a doctor in a Menendez kickback scheme.
Can you understand what's being said on this tape? Does it really even matter?
Kickback schemes, federal criminal probes. That's what you get with Bob Menendez.
While campaigns will never admit this and candidates will never admit this, the role and the purpose of negative ads is to depress the turnout for the other person.
Patrick Murray from the Monmouth University Polling Institute in New Jersey.
So in fact, yes, they are designed to depress turnout. They are designed to try to get voters who normally would support the other person to not go out and vote. You're not going to change their mind to vote for you. So your next best bet is to try to keep them from feeling comfortable with voting for their guy. And that's what negative ads are all about. They're certainly not the greatest thing for democracy, but campaign managers and campaign strategists use them because their purpose is to win elections. And to win elections, it doesn't mean you need a high turnout. All you need is one more vote than the other guy.
And what about the other guy? Kane accuses Menendez of being under federal investigation for steering millions of dollars in federal grants for a nonprofit Hudson County organization that allegedly paid $300,000 in rent to Mr. Menendez. Menendez, for his part, claims that he is guilty by association because he hails from Hudson County, a county with one of the worst reputations for corruption in the country, and one run mostly by Democrats. This is a reputation that Hudson County, according to Michael Richards of the Hall Institute, has earned over time.
This comes from history, and it was the historic area of a man named Frank Haig, who was the boss of the Democrat Party for about 30 years up there. And his corruption was legendary.
Menendez is relying instead on his position against the war in Iraq, where he has an advantage, and by pressing Kane's ties to Bush and his own party. And in this regard, the Menendez camp has been playing their own game as well.
My name is Joanne Saul. My son is currently in Iraq. And Thomas Kane Jr.
has already met with your organization.
He
met with you.
And
that's
refused
right.
to answer
with you
our
answered,
questions.
Answered all of your questions.
No, he did not.
They organized an anti-war protest to greet Tom Kane Jr. as he arrived for a televised debate earlier this election season. Then they got footage of a Kane staff member shooing away Cindy Sheenan and other mothers from Gold Star families as they confronted him about his position in Iraq and promptly put it up on YouTube. And so here you have it, the story of how an election can turn out to be so negative that it may in fact determine who wins this close race. For Informed Dissent, I'm Amber Cortez.